Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Moving to some global health news now. Tropical diseases like malaria and tuberculosis still create staggering public health problems in countries around the world. But in sub-Saharan Africa, the crisis is compounded by an overabundance of fake medications, often sold on the cheap to unsuspecting customers, many of whom are in desperate need. Oluwatosin Adesokun is a freelance journalist in West Africa, and he spoke to me from Nigeria.
Nigeria is a huge market. Anybody that wants to get into the West African market mostly will go through Nigeria. 60% of drugs that are used in West Africa are supplied from Nigeria. So there is a very high likelihood that in the event that there are fake medications in Nigeria, those fake medications will definitely leak into West Africa. That is all other countries in West Africa. So that's why it seems like Nigeria is, you know, a major player in the problem. But there's also an African problem, or a sub-Saharan African problem, of records keeping. So things like autopsies are just becoming the norm. And it's not even all around Nigeria. It's just in places like Lagos State and, you know, just a few states in Nigeria that autopsies are becoming the norm. So a person dies, the next thing is for the person to get buried. There's no check per se. There's no what killed this person. How do we solve this problem? There is a records problem. We don't know how many people are exposed to fake or bad medication in Nigeria. The government comes out with a number and says it's 17%. I personally think it's more. I'm very certain it's more. But even at 17%, at an incidence rate of 17%, that is a major problem.
And most people buy generic drugs. I know I'm speaking for myself when I say I buy them if I have to because they're less expensive, they're more affordable. How much does that play into what we're seeing on the ground in Nigeria with fake drugs?
So Nigeria was recently crowned the poverty capital of the world. Before Nigeria, it was India. And India has a population of about 1.2 billion people. But Nigeria just has a population of about 190 to 200 million people. And there are more poor people in Nigeria than there are in India, despite the population disparity. Now, this means that a lot of Nigerians cannot afford any proper medication. Let's say Advil. Advil costs $10. In Nigeria, there is probably an alternative that is $5. An alternative that is $4 or $3. Now, when people are living on less than $2 a day or less than $1.5 a day, there is a very high likelihood that they know that Advil is $10. Nobody sets out to use fake medication. Nobody ever sets out to use fake medication. But because there are children to feed, there are fees to pay, there are a lot of things to do, you find that people are increasingly using all of these other generic medications. Not because they want to, but because they cannot afford to use the better alternatives.
So what's the Nigerian government doing to try and stop the spread of fake medication?
So what is the Nigerian government doing? We have a National Agency for Food and Drug Administration, NAFDAC. What NAFDAC does is that problematic places where food is sold, problematic places where drugs are made, are shut down. In Nigeria, we used to have Professor Dora Akinyele as the Director General of NAFDAC. And what Professor Dora Akinyele did was, she shut down a lot of factories that had fake drugs. She did a lot of work. And by the end of her tenure as the Director General of NAFDAC, it was evident that the incidence of fake medication in Nigeria was low. But in recent times, it's almost like the battle to help fight fake drugs has reduced of some sort. So the public is not aware that there is nobody really fighting against fake medication.
Oluwatosin Adesokun is a freelance journalist in West Africa. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me, Tanzania.